The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro, Micro and Small Cap News on the last full trading day of 2025. I hope it's been well for you. A nice Christmas, everything like that. And just looking, time does fly, doesn't it? Last time we did a podcast was Christmas Eve. So what are we here? 6 days on. This week's gone by quickly, hasn't it? I hope Christmas is good for you. We did the old, had the in-laws down, and we did Christmas Day bingo with about 60 people online. It was okay, actually. Went okay. Not too bad. Nothing went wrong. Good couple of winners there. I've just launched a UK single stock challenge for 2026. Please do take part. Just, you know, which stock do you think will be a winner in 2026? And sometimes it can turn out, you could win, you know. But so if you, to find out where this is, I can't get a link really because it's a Google, I'm using Google Forms. So if you search out Justin Waite on LinkedIn or on Twitter or on Blueski or Blue Sky, whatever it's called. And what's the other one? Threads. Anyway, that, LinkedIn, just look for Justin Waite and you'll see a link there. Please do take part, okay? And it's because I'll share the progress every month, and so you can see, you know, some. It's always good to look at what other people are picking because, you know, it gives you some stock ideas, and that's what it's all about, just ideas, isn't it, really? So do you know what's odd? Yesterday, my wife's taken down the Christmas decorations already. She likes them going up, and then she's a bit of a clean freak. Well, not a freak, but likes the house being clean and tidy. And she says, oh, they look a bit scruffy after Christmas. I don't see the difference. But anyway, my job normally is to take the tree down because it's a fake tree and it comes in parts. Each branch is a part and it's labelled. And I put lights on. I like lots of lights. Not colourful ones, just white lights that flicker. And before we've had lights and they said, well, quite underwhelming, you know. So I think I bought like 200 metres of lights for a tree. It's an 8-foot tree. And I've got them down and around it. But I get dizzy doing it, to be honest. They wrap around the tree about 2, 3, 4 times, I think. But I normally, you know, take the tree down and I roll the lights in a nice ball. I went into the house yesterday. The wife just took the lights off and just chucked them on the tabletop in a tangle. Like, you know, 100 or 200 metres of them. Took me forever. There's surely some automated way of doing this. Absolutely. And do you know what we bought for Christmas, actually? It wasn't a present, just before Christmas. We've got some big windows. Because our house is sort of split level. It's like 2 stories at the front, 3 stories at the back. And so at the back, we overlook a sort of a woodland area. And the middle section is the living room. And they've got these big, huge sort of French windows, doors, that, in fact, not bifold, they just slide out, and they've got a glass balcony, what's it called, those protective balconies. So you open the, slide out the big doors, and they're huge doors, you know, they're 10 foot at least. So we don't have problems cleaning them. We have window cleaners come around, charge about 40 quid, and they use this, I don't know what it is, big long mop. And they've got this, is it purified water? I don't think there's any, they clean the water, but apart from that, that's all they do, just big mop, wash it with water, and that's it, you know? So I bought, and I thought, I don't know if this is going to be any good, but it had good reviews, one of these robo window cleaners. And it's not very big, it's about the size of a rugby ball, pretty much. And it's got 2 little, revolving sort of little flat mops on them. And it got suction, and you stick them on there. And I'm not joking, you realise this is how humans lose jobs to robots. We're probably not going to hire those guys anymore. I don't know, but why should we? Because I couldn't get up and do those windows before. And they just use a long mop on a thing, which is okay, but it does leave a sort of water residue a little bit. But this mop, it leaves a couple of streaks, but it cleans the windows, you know? And you check it on there, press the button. It starts sucking, press play, and it goes zigzags all up and down the window. And it's fine. 160 quid. So you, what, 4 times the window cleaners, and it's paid for itself, pretty much. And you realise that is the way that robots start taking human jobs. Small things like that. We're now looking into a robot vacuum cleaner and mop. And once I've got that, I can get rid of the wife. Only kidding. You know, we've got to find out a robot to do cooking as well. Now, only joking. No, of course, I'm deeply in love with my wife. And we had a lovely time of Christmas, if you're listening, dear. Okay, let's go through some macro news. FTSE 100 approaching record high. Britain's FTSE 100 index has hit a six-week high this morning as it nudges closer to a new record. The index of blue chip shares listed in London has gained 27 points to 9,904 points this morning, up 0.4%, with mining stocks and banks in the top risers. Also, Europe's Stoxx 600 index hits record high, ending a strong year on the front foot. The pan-European Stoxx 600 index has risen by over 0.2% this morning to 590, a new peak. European bank stocks are up 1% today, while aerospace and defence sector is up 0.5%. Lack of momentum halts stock market gains. One notable fact about this year is that the US stocks have underperformed the rest of the world by the widest margin since 2009. The S&P 500 has risen more than 17% this year so far. Sorry, I'm going to sneeze. Sorry. The S&P 500 has risen by more than 17% so far this year, compared to 29% gain for the MSCI ex-US index. Here we are. It's going to happen. When you get a massive outperformance, that's what happens. In the next couple of years, it underperforms. And then other indices catch up. And then it'll start performing again, probably 2-3 years' time, maybe. Also, Ocado ends exclusivity terms in a majority of markets. Shares in grocery technology company Ocado have dipped this morning after it told the city that it ended most of its exclusive arrangements to supply its automated grocery warehouse technology to international partners. The move means Ocado can sell more of its technology to other retailers around the world. Yeah, but do they want it? It followed disappointing news in November that its US grocery partner, Kroger, was closing three warehouses using Ocado's robot equipment to assemble customers' orders. So they can basically do it in-house, can't they? One headline here, pound is up 8% against the US dollar this year. Also, Octopus Energy to spin out Kraken at 8.65 billion valuation. There's some festive deals, excitement in the UK energy market today. Spinning off technology firm called Kraken is an independent company with a valuation of 8.65 billion. The UK energy company is selling a minority stake in Kraken worth around $1 billion to a syndicate of investors, including D1 Capital Partners, Fidelity International, Durable Capital Partners, and Ontario Teachers Pension Plan Board. Kraken licenses its AI-powered operating system to utilities worldwide. Octopus says it is now contracted to serve over 70 million accounts worldwide through licensing agreements with major utilities. That's obviously a Kraken bit of software, isn't it? But you can see this software there when it's a world leader, it can drive some huge valuations. And I said a lot of utilities use Kraken, AI powered. Japan stock market has ended 2025 at its highest year end level ever. Sorry, you understood that means. The benchmark Nikkei 225 stock average closed above 50,000 on the Tokyo Stock Exchange today. On the day, Nikkei shed 187 points, or 0.37%, from Monday to finish at 50,339. That's a gain of 26.18% this year. Apparently, the best performing indices is the KOSPI, South Korean Exchange. It's up like about 75% this year. That's nuts, isn't it, for indices? And finally, is this finally? I think it is, yes. Best year for global markets. Now, these are larger benchmarks, the larger companies involved in these indices, which I think is very good for small and micro caps, because you find risk does trickle down. When the gains have been had in the bigger stocks, people go searching elsewhere, and it doesn't take as much liquidity in the lower end of the market to really move them. So I'm thinking, especially with interest rates coming down, I'm thinking 2026, mark my words, will be a good year for micro small cap stocks. Anyway, it's the last full trading of the year, and investors around the world can look back at some strong gains over the last 12 months. The MSCI All Country World Index, which tracks equities across developed and emerging markets, gained over 21% during 2025, its best annual performance since 2019, and the second best since 2009. It was a choppy year, though 9 months ago we were bracing for Donald Trump's Liberation Day tariffs, which triggered a market slump in early April, followed by a rebound as the US president blinked. It had also been a year the US markets failed to keep pace with the rest of the world, as I've mentioned, as investors looked to diversify away from American assets. 17% this year S&P, Germany's DAX and 22%, the FTSE 100 and 20%, and Japan's Nikkei and 26%. And it was a rough year for the US dollar, which had its worst first half in more than 50 years. Wow. Let's look at the markets quickly then, and I'll sign off for today. FTSE 100 up 0.4%, 9908. Good rally tomorrow. So my index fund, it covers the FTSE 100, dividend payers, that's doing quite well. Stocks 100 up 0.5%, about 0.52% to 592, all-time high. The S&P 500 yesterday was down a 0.3%, 6905. The FTSE small cap up 0.1%, 7498. That's an all-time high, isn't it? Oh no, it's a 52-week high. But it's not quite an all, it's not far off all-time high. Russell 2000 down 0.6% yesterday, 2519. The FTSE 250 up 0.25%, 22,459. The Dow Jones yesterday was down 0.5%, 48,461. The FTSE All World Index, all time high yesterday, pretty much, or close to. Anyway, it's up a slither today, 0.05%, 672. And the AIM All Share, yes, it's back in the range, up 0.5% to 763. Brent crude, up a smidge today, 62.14 bucks a barrel. What else have we got? Gold, up 1.6% today, but it did drop yesterday by 4.6%. So it came off that all-time high, dropped from 4,551, and now it's down to 4,412. Where's silver? That had a bit of a drop as well yesterday. 8.73% drop yesterday, but again, it's been rising almost, you know, it's like a roller coaster going up the main drag before the big dip, you know? So it has come back, but it's still at $75.5 an ounce. Gold is at $4,411 an ounce. What else have we got here? Natural gas, it's rolled over a little bit, it's at 4.025. Million tons per thermal unit, I think it is. Dollars, that is. What else there? Where's copper? Where's copper? Copper. Oh, there we are. Up 2.68% today. And to the ton, which is what people refer there, is $12,600 a ton. That even dropped yesterday by 4.7%. So a bit of a rocky road for some commodities yesterday. Anything else? Bitcoin, it's trying to get above that 90,000, but it's pulling back from it all the time. It's up 0.9% to 87,862. Dollar index, yes, rolled over. Dollar index down at 98 today. Government 2-year bond yield is at 3.72. That's up 0.13%. The 10-year is up 0.1% to 4.49. And the 30-year is down 0.06% to 5.21. A pound will buy you €1.14, it'll buy you $1.35. That's it. There's not much news out, to be honest. It's coming. There's a new contract from Gulf Marine Services again, but I covered those. Also on the website, if you're a member, you can check out the recent news on Secure Trust Bank. A good value there, and they've sold off their vehicle finance division. But a quick day, I held that. I was like 20% up, and it came down. I said, oh, what's happening? Because it's taking longer to sell their vehicle finance division, or they've had to put more aside for that. And I sold it, and it's just done a V-shaped rally, which is quite annoying. But there we are. It's still good value going forward, looking at the forecast. But STB. That's it for today. Have a nice... if there's anything going on tomorrow in news, I will do it. But unless, if there's not, then, you know, have a nice Happy New Year's Eve. Hope you enjoy New Year's Day. I'll be back Friday. Don't forget, just search out my name on X or Twitter. My name is Justin Waite. If you want to take part in that 2026 Single Stock Challenge, it's on LinkedIn as well, or on Threads, or on Blue Sky. Search it out and you just put in a stock and you can give your reason why. You don't have to, that's optional. But pick your stock and we'll see on a monthly basis. I look at them and post them online and see who's in the lead, who's not. But yeah, 2026 Single Stock Challenge, give it a go. And don't forget, end of the year, 40% off. It's going soon to the membership club, to the Share Pickers Investment Club, I mean. Just check out sharepickers.com. Like I say, you can get 40% off until the end of the year. And that would mean membership for around about £2.88 a week, which is less than a pint of beer from the pub. Half the price of a pint of beer from the pub. More than, less than half the price. What are pints these days? They're £6-7, aren't they? We walked to a pub on Boxing Day. My mother-in-law, father-in-law, my wife and I went to two pubs. So it was like four drinks. For one of them, it was like £30. The other pub, £39. But, God, what? What's going on? Going fancy drinks. Sorry, I'm very tired. I keep waking up early. That's it. Have a lovely, like I say, New Year's Eve, if you're not there. Unless there's news out tomorrow. I may speak tomorrow. But there we go. Sharepickers.com or search out my name on social media to get involved in that 2026 Single Stock Challenge. Of course, it's free to take part. Just a bit of fun to look forward to the new year. Speak soon. Speak you next weekie or speak you Friday. Bye.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.